You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning, I'm Austin Cope. I probably don't need to remind you that it has been an incredibly dry winter. I've been reminding you that most mornings when I talk about sunny skies and warm temperatures, and when I write stories about how little precipitation we've received. But the past few weeks have seen a few more storms in our region. They have brought some more snow to the San Juan Mountains. The Dolores Water Conservancy District has been closely monitoring the amount of snow in the San Juans to determine how much water will make it down into McPhee this summer. Dolores Water Conservancy District General Manager Mike Preston is joining me now in the studio. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Austin.
First of all, I want to talk about what the outlook is looking like right now in just a moment, but I do want to talk about how you are measuring this and how you're closely monitoring all this snow that's up in the mountains.
All right. So we really live off the high snowpack. So the way we try to measure what's going on up in the high country is we have five what are called snow tails, but these are units at about 10,000 feet spread around the basin that really tell you the depth of snow and the snow water equivalent, or the amount of water in the snow. So we're looking at those five snow tails daily, and then there's also the Colorado River Basin Forecast Center that does a lot of modeling, and they give us a formal forecast twice a month. So we use a combination of those two things. About 80% of the water that goes into McPhee comes out of the snowpack, so that's why we pay so much attention to it. We're also interested in low snow, because if you have really dry soil conditions, it takes longer you lose more water on the way to the river and everything. So that's another consideration, is what's happening in the lower elevations. But primarily, we're looking at that high snowpack.
Okay, so we did get some more snowpack. That is a lot more than we had in January. How much more?
Well, so things had been looking really static until we got close to the middle of February. And we were starting to get more and more alarmed. I had talked with you earlier in February to the effect that, you know, we've got to have a storm about every week or so that's going to lay down about an inch of snow water equivalent. So that's, we were looking for that storm cycle to come, and it has finally started coming. I mean, we got the snow that we had earlier this week. We bumped up, we got over an inch, we got an inch and a third, then we had another snow event here, got another 6/10, and there's more in the offing. So what's happened is the high pressure system, the La Nina high pressure, appears to have finally broken down, and the storm cycle is starting to, you know, to come through the four corners, and we're benefiting from that.
So I want to just see if I'm following you here. It sounds to me like we had been having an incredibly abnormal winter and how dry it was. How close are we to back to, say, close? How close are we to back to normal?
Well, what puts us in pretty good shape is the amount of water we carried over. I mean, our reservoir, we ended with good carryover storage.
I want to make sure some of our listeners know what you're talking about there. That just means the amount of water that's in McPhee Reservoir right now, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And so we started with with a lot of water in McPhee Reservoir. So we were really looking at what's it going to take to have full supply. And now that the storm cycle has returned, as we watch these forecasts, it's more and more probable that we will have a full supply. I mean, all the conditions are setting up for that. And even if we experience some shortages, the further we go staying with this forecast, the more moderate those shortages will be. So I think we're in a situation where we're very likely to have full supply. If there are any shortages, they will be modest. And our big concern becomes 2019, because in meeting all these obligations this year with the low snowpack, we're going to pull the reservoir down pretty low. So we won't have that good carryover going into 19.
Sure. Two things I do want to clarify there. You're talking about full supply and obligations. Can you just remind us what those two things mean?
Yeah, thank you, Austin. So we've got, the biggest supplies involve irrigation. There's 28,000 acres of irrigated land to the north from Yellow Jacket to Dove Creek, the Ute Mountain Ute Farm, another 7,700 acres. We provide supplemental water to MVI, and then we provide municipal water to towns in the area. So, and it's the irrigation supply that's at risk when we're short, because those are the largest volumes of water. So when I say full supply, that means the amount that our irrigators are entitled to by contract will be available.
And that includes the obligations of what you're speaking.
That's right. Okay. This is all kind of contractual.
All right, so it's sounding to me like for the boaters out there, I think this has almost gone without saying all winter, there will likely not be a spill. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, that's true. I mean, I enjoy boating myself, so we really, what we really need to do is concentrate on next winter's snowpack. You know, again, a really good above average winter could pull us up there, but yeah, it's very unlikely that we would have any excess water this year.
Mike Preston of the Dolores Water Conservancy District, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Austin.